From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Identical twins Adam and David Moss make up the Brother Brothers, and they will appear on Friday, January 10th, with six string concerts in town. So welcome to Craft, Adam and David Moss.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You've got a new album that looks like it's launching, the January album. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So tell me about the January album. Why is it named after a month, for example?
It's convenient that we're playing this show in January, but we recorded it in January of 2021, actually. And we were waiting to put it out for a little while, and it came out in May of 2024. So we kept referring it to the January album so many times, we were finally like, well, we should probably just call it the January album. That's kind of a nice name. So that's what we did.
And tell me about some of the music on it. Do you have a lead single from it that you're wanting to talk to folks about, or are they all gems and we should listen to the entire album every chance we get?
I think if you went through the album, you would probably have a favorite song, but each song is so very different that I would have trouble picking out a single. Our first release, however, was the Illinois River song, which is kind of like an ode to our home in Peoria, Illinois, and just kind of the people that kind of exist in a town like that. And that was the first song we released. But we've noticed everybody's got a different favorite song, and it's a very, very eclectic album, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. But I will add that this is our most collaborative effort yet. A lot of the songs, a lot of the albums, David was the principal songwriter. We did covers record. And this one, we wrote the songs together, or if we didn't write them together, we arranged them together. We edited words together. We checked with each other as we were writing the songs. So it's very collaborative. And I think that collaboration has really paid off. It's really a special album to us.
Mm-hmm. What was there about the collaboration that made you feel so good about it? Was it simply working with each other, or you felt like you got a better product by working together?
I wish the answer was that we got a lot of joy from working with each other, but honestly, that part was hard. But that's also why we had never done it before so much. But we really sat down and like got over a lot of our sibling difficulties. You know, as we've been touring, we've been growing and our relationship's been growing. And it's finally grown to a point where we could actually write an album together without killing each other. So that's something to celebrate for sure.
Yeah.
But also, I think that the collaborative effort actually gives us a clearer voice as a duo. It's not his voice that my voice, it's our voice. And that's something we've been striving for and trying to reach. The shows that we play now feel like we're saying what we want to say, mm-hmm. instead of trying to say what we think we want to say.
I hear a lot of different influences, but certainly a strong Simon and Garfunkel influence in your music. So
we get that a lot.
Yeah. Who are some of your biggest influences? Who are the people that really had an impact on you as you're growing up?
I think that era of music really, that was kind of what we were raised on, driving back and forth with our parents. And there was the classic 60s Titans. But we also like came up on show tunes a lot. And we were very theatrical as children. We did a lot of theater. And our mom was an actress. She showed us all of the theater stuff, all the Sound of Music and Mary Poppins and then other Broadway works. And we were pretty obsessed.
Our voices kind of just sound like Simon and Garfunkel. We didn't do it on purpose. I feel like we listened to Paul Simon. So many people have influenced us. And then when we find our voice, our vocal timbre just kind of sounds like those two. So, but, you know, we do love them and respect them and admire them greatly. So, but I don't want to give them all the credit. For sure.
Right. Well, you know, in terms of having influences that are incredible, that's an incredible group to listen to. They're amazing. Who do you listen to now? Where it was when you grew up, what's it like for you now? Is it all folk people or Americana, or is it?
Oh my goodness.
Sounds like it's not.
If you had access to my Spotify, you would probably be wowed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm guessing Adams as well. I've been really getting into Brazilian Tropicália right now. That's like been my exploration, and I'm learning as much as I can about like old 60s and 70s Brazilian music, which has been very, very fun. Mm-hmm. And right now, on top of that, songwriters and Tom Waits and all kinds of stuff.
And I'd say that I'm getting deep into old school folk ballad singing and then the modern reworkings of modern bands. I just discovered this album, Otho Rex. Sorry, there's honking in the background.
It's a musical honking that you'll be weaving into your next album. So what are you working on now after the January album? Are you mostly touring or will you be bringing out something else in a couple of weeks or a year?
We're in a process of writing right now and just kind of taking a little bit of a break. We've kind of been firing at all cylinders since the pandemic. And after this album came out, we decided it was time to just kind of, we're going to Australia in March. But other than that, we're kind of taking the summer off and then we're going to start making plans for a new recording after that, hopefully, if we get all the songs written. But yeah, we're just kind of, you know, let's take a step back for a minute and let some new stuff come to us.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it more challenging to write on the road or when you're really touring like this? Or is that maybe easier because you have so much downtime that you have to go to the coffee shop and think about lyrics and songs?
It's easier to write at home.
Yeah, 100%. I would say that as well. I had a tour bus all to myself. I might say something different, but the road is so hectic. It's really hard to find some quiet time and space to do writing. So the home has been a lot more endearing when it comes to using my brain, our brains.
Adam and David Moss, thank you very much. Again, you'll be performing as the Brother Brothers on Friday, January 10th with Six String Concerts. Thank you very much. Best of luck in your travels and performing for all these great crowds.
Thank you so much for having
us
on.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.
David Brown formed Harmony Project in Columbus in 2009 to build a stronger, more inclusive community through music and service. An initial chorus of 100 people has grown to more than 1,000, with Brown taking his concept into schools and prisons to share what music gave him.
Music was where I was not excluded. Music was where I could close my door and I could imagine an audience in front of me and singing and dancing and having a great time. That just became the natural salvation. Like if you lead with, come sing, even if you've been told you can't. Come sing if you want your voice to be part of something greater. Come sing if you know that you would never be able to be on a stage or never be able to back up some big artist. Come sing with me. Harmony allows every single person who participates to be a part of something greater than themselves.
Music Journeys features the inspirational David Brown and Harmony Project. Listen to Music Journeys on the major podcast platforms, the WCBE app, and at WCBE.org.